Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What is the most bold lifestyle change commitment you have made to yourself?
And not done?
Well, no, you can give yourself credit.
I think for me, consistently, it's getting into shape.
Okay.
Yeah, eating better.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Diet, yeah.
I would say that's the most common.
Learning a new language.
Putting less heat on my hair.
That's a lifestyle change?
Yep, because I curl my hair every day for work. So, yeah, it's part of my getting ready routine every morning. But then
how do you put less heat on it?
By not curling it. But that's not going well. Wow. So you know what I've been doing? You know what I've been doing instead? I've been turning my curling iron down.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm surprised you can even still get to work.
Yeah. I can't believe we recognize you.
I know.
What with this lifestyle change.
So, Kelly.
It is hard, I'm saying.
So, do you you just hold the lower heat on there longer? Is that what I'm hearing?
No. As you can see, my hair is now nearly as curly as
can
it
we?
Used to be.
Yeah.
You can't tell, but I can tell.
I didn't know it was a hot hair thing. I thought it was a I snagged Ross, so don't care anymore thing.
When you said you were going to
you had
do
just
this,
given up.
I had a bald spot. I had to stop putting heat on my
hair. Is that what caused the bald spot?
Well, stress caused it a couple years ago, and then it grew back, and then I got stressed out again and got out of a relationship and started dyeing my hair all crazy colors, and then I burned it off.
You're really hard on your hair, is what
you
it's
really
like.
Are.
I know.
Was
I really
it just falling
out,
or were you like pulling it out from stress?
Maybe
like,
both. Like, I don't know how it is.
Too much twirling.
But yeah, my hairstylist is like, you should stop doing these things. I was like, perfect, let's bleach it and dye it green.
Man,
yeah,
it's a great move.
Yeah, and well, now that's, that it's back brown.
Well, props to you.
Thanks.
We'll get a prayer circle going for your low heat.
Didn't think you'd go through with it.
Look, girls that curl their hair every day understand what it's like to have to put less heat on their hair. It's not easy.
I believe
it's
it.
A
I bet
hard
that is difficult.
Lifestyle change.
It. Could you wash it at night, put your curlers in, and then just get up the next morning?
I tried that one time. And
did you really?
Yeah, one, the curlers smell like old ladies, so that
well,
was
of course
weird.
They do. That's what, who does it?
And they were so curly, and then I brushed them out, and they were so poofy, I had to shower and make them be gone.
You thought about getting a perm?
I did that in college, and I smelled so bad for like 2 days, and it didn't really work.
Oh man, it didn't work.
Did you ever,
and that's bad product on your
hair. One more question.
Yeah,
Kelly,
I probably did this too.
Do you have any consideration that maybe your hair really should be straight?
I know.
Because it sounds like your body fights at every step of the way.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, make me curly, I'll fall out.
Look, I'm taking collagen supplements. That's a lifestyle change. Vitamins every day.
Wow.
Look at me go, guys.
Your commitment is remarkable.
No heat and a pill?
Why? Lower heat. Let's not get too crazy.
Man. Low heat.
What if you do cold? What does that do?
Nothing.
Okay. Just
really taking
here.
On a lot.
Yeah.
Man. All right, so these are the top 10 things that people, the lifestyle changes that people make back. Coming in just outside the top 10 at number 11 was a little less heat on their curly hair.
I assume that would have been numbers 10 through 1.
I would have thought so, yeah.
This text from Nashville. My biggest lifestyle change has been not drinking soda and only eating 150 calories or less a day. I've lost 60 pounds since March. Good on you.
Yeah, 150 calories, though. Hopefully,
I'm sorry, 1,500 calories.
Oh, I was going to say, 150 calories, that's like a hard-boiled egg and another hard-boiled egg.
You'll lose weight.
No, 1,500 calories,
but,
I'm sorry.
You'll faint if you try to walk down the steps.
No, no one needs to walk down steps.
Yeah, just live in a ranch.
As long as you look fantastic.
Joe, you mentioned the number of times you've proclaimed yourself to plan to get in shape.
Yeah, all the time.
I would make the argument that you often do.
I do.
And then there's the backslide.
Sometimes.
Do you consider then those moments to be successful lifestyle changes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not judging. I think you should because you do the work. Is there a moment then where you go, I am tired of this lifestyle. I'm going to go back to this other lifestyle? Or does it just happen like the the slow drip of a faucet.
When I want a more delicious world to live in, that's usually what it is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're definitely successful. You're successful numerous times.
So many times. So many All the time. Yeah.
So much success.
Yeah, it's anyone can succeed one time.
Right. But to do it over and over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
That's
but with
sure.
a little bit of hard work after not working hard for a while. That's all it takes.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
All right, number 10 on their list is making sure you get enough me time. That's a fun lifestyle thing to say, but it really depends on what your life is like at that moment. Like, Joe, you can get as much me time as you want.
So
you
much
live
me
alone.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Kelly, you can get less than you could before mm-hmm. because you're in a relationship with someone that have kids. Like Hot Wings and Steve and me and anybody who's got kids.
I get a lot more than I used to, though.
Well, yeah, there's one way to do that. Yeah. Number 9, being better about recycling. Is that a lifestyle? I suppose it is.
I think it is. I mean, it does take a certain amount of commitment because you are supposed to actually, like, rinse all that stuff out. You're not supposed to just go, well, the butter's basically empty and throw it away. You're supposed to actually get the residue out of all those.
And some
like,
plastics
if you're really
can't
going
be recycled,
for it, then it is definitely a change.
You got to start looking at those numbers.
Well, my problem with that is I've made a lifestyle change of being less good at recycling. And here's why. I saw that, I think it was John Oliver did a piece on how plastic recycling is a complete sham.
Yeah.
And that. That was just a way of the plastics industry to put it back on the people and say, look for the numbers and then recycle.
Yes.
But in fact, a lot of those numbers, they aren't recycled in your neighborhood. So you can do all the work and wash everything out. Mm-hmm. And then it still doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then we've had enough people who are like, recycling gets dumped into the same pile. So now I try very hard to recycle things I think will be recycled, like glass and aluminum and cardboard and paper. But, man, when it comes to those plastic things, hello, landfill, goodbye, seagulls.
I try to keep things out of the landfills by just burning everything.
That's a good way, too. And recycle those fluorocarbons. Get them back out into that atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they started somewhere.
Yes. Everything's from Earth, if you think about it.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. We can get no plastic from space.
Yeah.
Right, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, man.
You got it.
That's why you can just dump motor oil into anything.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Sink. Flower bed.
The ocean. Yes. Number 8, people say they're going to read more.
No, I never say that. I never even lie to myself.
I have thought many times I would like to read more, but I've never said I'm going to because.
What if it does it count if I buy a book with the intention of reading it and then it goes on my stack of books that are unread that I think are interesting topics?
Yeah. Well, I think that in itself is a lifestyle change. Now you're into book collecting.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I have a nice steady collection of books that
you
people
don't
can see if they open my cupboards and look behind the games.
I didn't know you'd been stacking. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big stacker.
Nice. Just collect. Collecting's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think everybody reads every book in their like fancy library?
No one reads anything.
No, they just buy them. A lot of them are cardboard.
You know, I believe it gives you a lot of life and things to look forward to when you've got a stack of books that you know one day you might get to.
Yeah. Kelly, have you read every book you own?
Absolutely not.
See, we're both lying to the world.
I have a whole shelf dedicated to books that I've either been given that I haven't read yet or books that I've bought that I want to read. And they're just in a line, not in any particular order. I'll just grab one and read it one day. But yeah, I read a book every week or two books a week, and I still do that.
I'd read more books if the print was larger and the books were shorter.
You should try children's books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have done some of that, but then those bore me sometimes.
You should try Dog Man. Kids love that.
I like Dog Man.
It's pretty funny.
And some of them teach you how to draw.
Yeah. All right, number 7, the 7th most common one, eating more vegetables.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I've committed
done
to
that
a lot of times.
I eat plenty.
I love vegetables.
Yeah, they're good.
I've committed to eating some vegetables.
I don't think there's a vegetable I don't like. I know, bold statement.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
That is.
How's bragging camp going?
What do you mean? When have I ever been picky? I'll put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Nothing. First, you're bold statement on vegetables. Your hair is not as warm or something.
Warm and curly.
Jeez.
Yeah. Cooler and
curly. I don't know you anymore.
Right?
Cool hair, veggie diet. Mm-hmm. You're it.
You're such a coastal lesbian.
Yes. I'm going to change my lifestyle from a Honda girl to a Subaru girl. Go full lesbian.
Yeah.
Number 6, cutting back on alcohol. Yeah, I bet you most people have had that one at one point.
Oh, yeah. Usually it happens when they're hungover.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next day.
Number five, using your phone less.
No.
Yeah, I try.
There's so much on my phone.
It's so cool, though. It is. I know.
It's like a whole encyclopedia at your fingertips.
See, if you never think I should be on my phone less?
No, I think that, but I never commit to it.
Yeah, because
I'm not stupid enough to commit to it.
Yeah, I try real hard.
I've tried to get out of a commercial came on. Let me get my phone really quick and scroll through the apps that I just looked at the last commercial break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm watching a sporting event or totally whatever mindless thing.
Totally do that.
All right, number three. This one is of the era. A couple of these have been. Hitting 10,000 steps a day. That's a big commitment people make. I'm going to hit 10,000 steps a day, which I'm told is largely an arbitrary number that has been put out there.
Yeah, everybody's different
at some point.
I committed to not caring about that. So got that going for me.
Do you think that's the biggest lifestyle change you've made in the last couple of years, Hot Wings? What is it for you? We know Kelly's like gone hair mad and whatnot.
Committing to a lot more me time. That would be my biggest
really?
Lifestyle change. Well, that's a pretty big one. Yeah.
Here's one that Hot Wings has been saying he's going to do for as long as we've been doing morning shows. Going to bed earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the number two one for most people. I'm going to start going
more
to bed
sleep.
Earlier.
Yeah. I really struggle with that. I'm naturally a night person.
It's not worth it, Hot Wings. Don't do it. I've been doing it for the last couple weeks. You know what? I keep waking up earlier. Get out of here with that. I go to bed earlier so I can sleep later. Like, why am I going to bed at 7:30 to wake up at 2:30 now? Like,
yeah, that's not great.
I might as well just be going to bed at 8:30 and still be getting up at 3:30. Like, why?
Well, that's
why?
Part of it. If I go to bed earlier, I won't want to wake up earlier. I still want to sleep as long as I normally
do. I don't want
so
to wake up earlier. It just happens.
If I went to bed at 7, my body would still say, when the alarm went off at, 3:30 or 4, like, this is stupid. Why is that happening?
But you would have more rest.
I would, but I don't think it would make me more excited to get up.
A lot of people can relate to that. This text, at 9 o'clock many nights I say, I need to go to bed. And then I finally go to bed at 12 after accomplishing almost nothing during that 3 hours.
Yeah, there are plenty of times where I go, I don't know how it just took me an hour to brush my teeth, but somehow it did. Mm. Yet here I am.
What's the number one lifestyle change that most people say they're going to do and then fail at?
Lose weight.
To the gym more. Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.